Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Hebrews 13, 1 to 6. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 1 to 6. Keep on loving one another as brothers and sisters. Do not forget to show hospitality to strangers, for by so doing, some people have shown hospitality to angels without knowing it. Continue to remember those in prison, as if you were together with them in prison, and those who are mistreated, as if you yourselves were suffering. Marriage should be honored by all, and the marriage bed kept pure, for God will judge the adulterer and all the sexually immoral. Keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have, because God has said, "Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you." So we say with confidence, "The Lord is my helper, I will not be afraid. What can mere mortals do to me?" My theme for reflection is living out God's kingdom here and now. Living out God's kingdom here and now. Hebrews 13:1-6 invites us into the heart of what it means to live as citizens of heaven, not in lofty detachment, but in practical grounded love. The author of Hebrews has spent much of the letter lifting our gaze to Christ, the high priest, who secures our access to a heavenly kingdom. But here in the final chapter, the message shifts from the heights of theological insight to the earthy, everyday ways we are called to embody that heavenly citizenship in the world. The call begins simply, "Let brotherly love continue." This is not merely a sentimental wish. It is a charge to live out God's love in concrete actions. The writer lays out specific ways to make this love visible, showing hospitality to strangers, remembering those in prison, honoring marriage, and guarding against greed. In a way, these instructions are a vision of what it means to carry the values of God's kingdom into a world that often resists them. These acts, though they may seem small, reflect a love that transcends the self, calling us to a higher way of living. Originally, these words were written to Jewish Christians who were facing pressure from every side, persecution from authorities, societal scorn, and even the temptation to abandon their faith for an easier path. In this context, the call to live counterculturally was not just an ideal, it was a daily challenge. Yet they were urged to remember their true home. They were citizens of heaven, and their lives were meant to reflect a kingdom that cannot be shaken. Against the grain of a world obsessed with power, status, and self-preservation, they were to live with humility, compassion, and a radical trust in God's provision. My dear friends, this message remains as countercultural as ever. We live in an age of individualism and materialism, where personal gain often takes precedence over communal care, and where success is measured by wealth and accolades. Yet Hebrews reminds us that our calling is different. We are asked to show hospitality not for the sake of social status, but because we may be entertaining angels without realizing it. We are called to remember those imprisoned or suffering, not merely out of sympathy, but because as fellow members of Christ's body, their suffering is ours too. Henry Nguyen beautifully captures this call to deeper connection and compassion. This is what he wrote. When we dare to live as forgiven people, we can bear witness in the midst of a hard and unforgiving world that we are indeed children of God, sisters and brothers of one another, and destined to eternal life. These words remind us that to live out these commands is not just an act of moral duty, but a witness to a world that often feels fractured and isolated. When we honor our commitments in marriage, live simply, and trust in God rather than money, we are proclaiming a different kingdom, a kingdom where relationships, integrity, and faithfulness have eternal value. The pitfalls of living without this perspective are subtle but dangerous. When hospitality becomes a performance, we miss its true purpose. When honoring marriage is reduced to avoiding certain actions, we fail to grasp its deeper calling to reflect God's faithful love. And when our relationship with money is defined by accumulation rather than contentment, we may find ourselves enslaved by the very wealth we sought for freedom. This passage, then, is an invitation to live with a holy boldness, rooted in the assurance that the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? Such a life may seem radical, but it is also liberating. It allows us to let go of the endless pursuit of more, to embrace simplicity, to love courageously, and to live in a way that bears the fragrance of heaven. As we continue our journey into this week, let us take these calls to heart, letting each moment become an opportunity to display God's love and values. Whether it is through offering hospitality, sharing a word of encouragement, or choosing contentment over anxiety, each act can become a small window into God's kingdom. And may we remember that we don't do this alone. God is with us, sustaining us with His Spirit as we walk forward as His ambassadors on earth. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, in what practical ways can I live out the values of God's kingdom this week, such as showing hospitality, honoring commitments, or choosing contentment, especially in a world that often prioritizes self-interest and material success? Number two, how does viewing myself as a citizen of heaven influence my response to pressures and values in society that may contradict my faith? Heavenly Father, we thank you for the call to live as citizens of your kingdom, embodying your love and values in a world that often resists them. Help us to reflect your compassion, humility, and trust in our daily lives. Strengthen us to show hospitality without seeking recognition, to honor our commitments faithfully, and to find contentment in your provision rather than in the world's promises. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.